Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsila we will discuss the verse number 102 of Surah Al-Baqarah and along with it few more verses as well.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wattaba'u ma tatlu ash-shayatinu 'ala mulki Sulayman. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And they followed such blasphemous words of magic which the devils used to recite in the time of the governance of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Sulaiman did not disbelieve. Yes, the devils disbelieved. They teach magic to the people, and that particular magic which was revealed unto the two angels, Harut and Marut, in Babel. And both of them, that is the angels, would not teach anything to anyone unless they would utter this, "We are only a test. So do not lose your faith." Hence they, that is the disbelievers, would learn from them that with which they could cause separation between a husband and his wife. And they cannot harm anyone by magic, but by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they learn that which will harm them and not benefit them. And undoubtedly, they definitely know that the one who purchased this, that is the magic, has no share in the hereafter. And undoubtedly, what an evil thing is that for which they have sold their souls, had they somehow known. In this verse, it is informed to us that the people of Bani Israel, instigated by the devil, practiced witchcraft in the form of magic during the rule of the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. The Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam got these books of magic buried underneath his throne. When he departed from this world, when he passed away, the devil disclosed to the people where these books were hidden. When these books were brought out, they were found to be containing magic formulas and rituals. And the devil lied and convinced these people that Sulaiman was ruling over you via the magic contained in these books. They then took to study these books and thereby rejecting the scriptures of their prophets alayhi wasalam. In order to demonstrate the innocence of Sulaiman alayhi salam and refute the false perception of the Jews when they objected by stating, look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He mentions Sulaiman as one of the prophets, whereas he was only a magician. Allah Azza wa Jal says that Sulaiman certainly did not disbelieve, but it is the devils that disbelieved by teaching people the magic and teaching them that which was revealed to the two angels, Harut and Marut, who were in Babel, a town in lower Iraq. But neither of these two angels taught anyone such things till they had said, we are only a test and a trial, so do not become disbelievers by learning this magic from us with your own choice. Harut and Marut are the names of two angels who taught magic to people as a trial from Allah Azza wa Jal. They taught not anyone without giving them the following piece of advice. We are but a temptation and a trial from Allah Azza wa Jal for the people, so that he may test them when they are taught magic. Whoever learns it is a disbeliever, but whoever rejects it is a believer. Do not disbelieve by learning it. So this kind of advice they would give to anyone who came to learn magic from them. Despite all this, if any person was tempted by an urge to learn this forbidden art and insisted on being taught, they would then teach him. The disbelievers would learn from them the art by which they could cause separation between a husband and his wife. However, they cannot harm anyone by magic, but by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they learn that which will harm them in the hereafter and not benefit them. And undoubtedly, they knew with certainty that the one who strove to acquire this evil skill of practicing magic has no share in the hereafter. Undoubtedly, what an evil thing this magic is, that for which they have sold their souls and their faith. Had they somehow known the reality, they would then not have learned magic.
ولو أنهم آمنوا واتقوا لمثوبة من عند الله خير لو كانوا يعلمون.
And if they had believed and adopted piety, so the reward from Allah is far better, had they only known. It is said in this verse, if only the Jews had believed in the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Holy Quran, and if they had been fearful of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal by abandoning the acts of disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as learning magic, then the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal is far better than the small amount of wealth they receive by selling their souls. If only they knew, then they would not have learnt this evil art of magic.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu dhurna wasma'u wa lil kafirina 'adhabun aleem.
O believers, do not say to the Prophet Muhammad, Ra'ina, and submit as so, Unzurna, meaning that please grant us your attention so that we understand well. And O Muslims, listen attentively to his discourse from the beginning. And for the disbelievers is a painful torment. This ayat is addressed to the believers. It is said that, O believers, do not call out to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam using the term Ra'ina, which means observe us. But the Jews distorted the pronunciation to imply a derogatory term used in the language of the Jews, and that is in Hebrew. They would take this form of noun from Ra'una, which means listen and you may not be heard. They found this very amusing and used to address the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way as a form of mockery. Thus the believers were forbidden from using this, but were commanded instead to use the more respectful term Unzurna, which means please grant us your attention to make us understand, which could not be distorted by these Jews. This shows the love of Allah Azza wa Jal for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that cunningly twisting the word Ra'ina by the Jews resulted in showing disrespect to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was thereby instantly exposed, and Muslims were forbidden from ever using this term when addressing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said in this verse, O Muslims, listen attentively from the beginning to his discourse, so there is no need for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to repeat. And for the disbelievers is a painful punishment. From this verse, we have learned that any word which contains the slightest inclination towards disrespect for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be used for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any word which is commonly accepted as a derogatory term, if used for the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, will result in the person making such utterances to be declared as a disbeliever. He'll become a disbeliever if he uses any term which has slightest disrespect. None of his intentions in the defense of seemingly justifying its usage would ever be considered, and it would not be helpful. Even if he claims that his intention was not to insult. We also understand from this verse that Allah Azza wa Jal himself teaches us the respect and the manners of addressing his beloved messenger Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to have proper understanding of Quran Majeed, and may Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon the Quran and the Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, you're watching this program from Madani Channel. Madani Channel is an organ of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is doing wonderful work all over the world. So wherever in the world you are, join Dawat Islami. Watch Madani Channel and travel in Madani Qafilas. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy